Part 2.
The Temple of the Body. Before we had CrossFit, Zumba, Pilates, HIIT, and all of today's other training systems, someone had to invent jogging. It may be difficult to believe, but back in the 1970s, jogging was a new word and an eccentric idea. Adults did not run in public, and fitness was not a general concern. But when film and TV stars adopted jogging as the way to stay in shape, it became an American, and later global, social phenomenon. Next came another new word, the workout. The person who introduced the world to it was another Hollywood star, Jane Fonda. Based on her daily exercise routine, Jane Fonda's workout was the USA's best-selling video for 6 years in the 1980s. Suddenly, women everywhere were doing aerobics in front of their TVs. The entire industry of exercise classes and personal trainers grew out of that video. But not everyone wants a dancer's body, do they? Today, many men want big biceps and a six-pack. Again, this was not the case until recently. It originated on Los Angeles's Muscle Beach, where a few eccentrics engaged in extreme bodybuilding. They were seen as weirdos until one of them became a movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, 7-time winner of the Mr. Olympia title before he became the Terminator and later governor of California. He and a handful of similarly steroid-pumped action stars of the 1980s transformed our idea of male physicality. Thanks, Los Angeles. Now we all get to feel self-conscious about our bodies.
The cult of wellness. First of all, let's talk about vocabulary. Until a couple of years ago, to be well simply meant that you were not sick. But in Los Angeles, pursuing wellness means engaging in a whole universe of real and semi-mystical practices that will, in theory, elevate you to a state of higher physical, mental, and spiritual fulfillment than us ordinary slobs. And this being Los Angeles, wellness is extremely competitive. You need to do yoga, obviously. That's more or less obligatory, as is meditation. But both are available in hundreds of different forms in a city famous for its gurus and the celebrity acolytes. So there's always someone who is into something newer or hipper than you. Big in LA right now is Kundalini yoga, a mix of yoga, meditation, and chanting. You'll probably hear much more about that in coming years. And then you can throw into the wellness mix any and every form of psychotherapy, bodily detoxifications, stress management, clean eating, spiritualism, and home furnishing. Home furnishing? Absolutely. Think feng shui room design, think lots of candles everywhere, think gongs, Tibetan prayer bowls, think, well, spending a lot of money for a start, because LA is a money-minded city and wellness is big business. The Jeff Bezos of the wellness industry is actress Gwyneth Paltrow, whose Goop website dispenses advice and sells everything from esoteric sex toys to $75 scented candles called This Smells Like My Vagina. Gwyneth, by the way, believes in steam cleaning her vagina, so the candle presumably smells of nothing. We've no way of knowing, because This Smells Like My Vagina always sells out as soon as it is restocked. It seems that the world is drawn like insects towards Los Angeles's flame. Or Gwyneth's one, anyway.